Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today we're going to be talking about, I don't really know how to, I'm just going to let it flow, okay? But this is something I wrote in my journal, and I wanted to share it with you guys. So this podcast might not be that long, and I want it to be short because that allows you to create your own dialogue within and answer some of your own questions. And you guys, if you have any questions for me, my social media handle is the same as the title of my podcast, which is The Healing Elixir. So, you know, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok, and you can also find me on Twitter. Here I wrote, people are generally disappointing. Anyone has the ability to change. Leave at the drop of a dime. So how do you deal with this emotional roller coaster? People pass, people come. The answer is not how you deal with them, but how you deal with you. If you master your ability to control your emotional stability, rather than it be dictated by another person's emotional instability, then you have the answer to your question. Attachments should be avoided because the key is to understand all people are experiences, some for a long time, some for short amounts of time. Right here, right now, you're in control of your awareness and manifestations. Depending upon what your thoughts are, is what you're manifesting. It's never what you speak that you manifest, it's how you feel. So really, how do you feel? This is the question here. A lot of people that I speak to are, and we talk about their manifestation techniques. I always ask them, how do you feel? Like, you have to know, how do you feel? Not what do you want? How do you feel? So seriously, how do you feel? Because those thoughts activate your vortex. So the vortex, you just imagine yourself sitting in a bubble. That's your vortex. So because those thoughts activate your vortex and you get in tune with all the people and places and things on that frequency. So what I'm saying is, you sitting in this vortex, however you feel, you're inviting people of that same frequency into your vortex. Think about that now and reflect on your relationships and what within yourself attracted that person. Get to know yourself. It's work. It's worth the time. Getting to know yourself is worth the time. Why? Because it is so imperative, and it is the key to unlock your ability to attract the things that you want into your life. Now, how I was speaking about just not becoming attached to anything. Let me tell you something. You're an individual. You're an etheric being. You're a soul. You're a spirit. You're whatever you want to call yourself, multidimensional being. Why would you want to become attached to anything when you were born to explore this world and explore many different things and experience many different things? Now, I'm not saying don't have a life partner, because you can definitely do this with people, but I'm wanting you to know that we all transcend out of this reality at one time. And when people, because a lot of other cultures, they don't really mourn deaths. They celebrate them. They put them on their altar. They create altars for them. They celebrate them because they know that they transcended into a different timeline. So if you understand that things come and go, and safety and security is all dogmatic, that safety and security is literally was just ingrained into your brain whenever you were born, because that is how this society was built. Safety and security only keeps you in scarcity mindset. You don't take risks because you're scared. But if you have faith and you know, and you don't have attachments to anything, then you go. And it's not called being reckless. It's called living. It's called living. You're not hurting anyone. You're just living your life. So how do you break free from this construct? The first thing you need to do is sit with yourself. Well, who are you? How do you feel? Get to the root of those things. Challenge your mind. Do complete 180s. If you've been going too fast, slow it up. If you're going too slow, go faster. Get out of the mundane, the monotony. Get out of your regular routine and do something different to shock your vibrational frequency into a different frequency so you can see how it feels on the other side of what you've been doing. The power lies within you. So stop acting like it doesn't. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.